following interview is an oral history project for History 4.2 under the instruction of Dr. Jackson in the Jackson State University spring semester of 1996. My name is Paula Griffin. I'm interviewing my grandparents, Mr. Dennis Walker, 80 years of age, and Mrs. Sadie Harris Walker, 85 years of age, both of 966 Mill Branch Road, Jackson, Alabama, 36265. They have lived at this residence for over 40 years. Their occupations include farmer, dairy owners, and domestic housewife, among many other positions. The interview is about the lives and times of Mr. and Ms. Walker from the 1920s to 1980s. Okay, Grandpa. We'll ask you some questions about your family. Have the men in your family always farmed?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have the men in your family always farmed? Your dad and your grandpa, were they farming?
Yes.
Okay. What did they farm? Was it cotton or what?
New flat, new cat corn, sorghum cane, turf cane, hay.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Three brothers, four sisters.
And did any of your other brothers and sisters go into farming?
No. I don't think you
were the only one?
Yeah.
Okay. When you graduated from high school, did you think about going over and getting a higher education, or did you just know you wanted to farm? Or were there other occupations you thought about going into?
Didn't have time to get an education, had to work.
What kind of work did you do?
Drive beer, milk cows, worked at the steel plant for 4 years.
You worked at a sawmill plant?
Well, yeah, I started. Now, we started when we got married. I worked at the sawmill for $1.50 a day. Then went to the steel plant and worked 7 years and 40 cents an hour.
Okay. When you were growing up, you didn't have cars and all this kind of stuff, did you? You had horseshoes and you didn't have, did you even have a radio? Did you have a radio?
We had a radio about the time we got married, but we didn't have a radio before then.
Okay.
Well, they went in the car.
Okay. Now I'll ask Grandma about the same question. Okay, Grandma, did your daddy and your grandpa and your grandpa fathers in the past, did they farm?
Yes.
What did they farm? That's the same thing.
Well, mostly corn. My daddy raised some cotton and hay for the horses and the cows.
Okay, and how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I didn't have any sisters. I have four brothers.
And did any of those go into farming?
No, they didn't.
Okay. When you graduated from high school, was there something that you wanted to do? Did you think about going on and getting a college education, or did you just think about getting married, or what did you want to do?
I was thinking about getting a job. I took a business course, and I had a job lined up in the week I was supposed to go to work. So the panic hit, and I ruined my job, and I ended up doing nothing.
Okay. Well, how did y'all meet each other? Did you just always known each other?
We grew up in the same community.
Which was no town in that. Okay. When did you get married? Did you get married soon after you graduated, or was it this?
I didn't. I waited. Yeah. I graduated in 1928 and got married in 1935.
So, and Grandpa, so you had just gotten out of high school when y'all got married?
Yep. Sure
did. All right. When you got married, did you say that you farmed, or were you doing something else?
Farmed.
You're a farmer. Where did you farm?
First year, we married in November. It was in Sand Mountain, David Wood. Ran into a big house. Two mules, cows, four or five chickens. We raised
had 3 bales of tack and 150 bushels of corn in one part.
And how much money did that bring in?
Corn is about $1 a bushel. I think that's our number of tack. And I still got the tickets in there where I sold my back. Please,
20 cents a pound or something. And Grandma, did you have them in the field? Yes. Well, most people, when they get married today, they have houses or they have apartments and furniture and showers and all that. What did you have to start housekeeping when y'all got married?
We had one bed, two chairs, a table, a cook stove.
Old time flat top cook stove with a little oven on it. That set it up on the lathe. We didn't have any money to buy the stuff. And her daddy, my mother, gave us the hog jaw, the hog meat, and then kind of got a whole little cow with it. And one of Dennis's uncles give us a push of the dry cheese. And we started off without any money. Married today on the A Model Ford. When we started that night to get married, he said to him, said, "I'll let you drive the A Model Ford." He left, get you gas, put it, here's a dollar bill to buy gas for you, and they will ride out. So when he got in the car, it had a little more gas than what I thought. That he thought he was in it. We went to a party and then we decided to go on the preacher and get married. And the preacher married us. Several people standing around. I said, "How much do I owe you?" He held out his hand. "Whatever you want to give me." And I didn't have any change. I gave him a dollar bill. I'm ashamed to ask him to change back. And that's the way we got started.
So you didn't have any money then?
Not a single penny to my name.
So your parents weren't there, your family members, they didn't know you were going to get married, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We didn't slip off. Oh, okay. And you got married in
November of 1935? Last day of November, 1935. Okay. Made the crop the next year,
1936. So when the first house you lived in, was it small, or was it big, or was it leased or rented, or what?
First, when we rented the farm on the hays, the man furnished the land, fertilized the seed and the house and the wagon, feed, and we did the work and got half of it.
Okay.
And that was considered a good crop for this people.
Oh, okay.
Corn made good.
Did you go into farming because it was just what everyone did around the area, because that's all
wasn't
you could
that,
do?
Wasn't nothing else to
okay.
do.
That's all there was in Alabama, really,
yeah,
was agriculture.
They lived in depression.
Yeah.
Had those jobs.
Yeah. And the 30s was depression. And it was something to do. We moved back down to the home place in that year, and her daddy let us have some land, and we built a house, started building it. And lived in it before, moved in it before we even had any, all the flooring in it, sides in it. Then finished that up. They were there for a number of years, and then we moved to Texas on down for that.
Okay, before you moved to Texas, though, you had 2 children, right?
Yep, boy and a girl.
Boy and a girl. Okay. Did they help out in the
selling
stuff, or were they too little?
Yeah, they did. And have money every day to go to school.
That was Glenn's first year to go to school, the year we went to state school. And Gail was, how old was he, Gail? 4 years old.
Well, you were talking about the Depression a while ago. People today don't understand how things were in the Depression. I mean, was there no currency whatsoever? Did you barter and trade with people? Or?
There is very little currency.
From long in there, you did whatever you could. couldn't get anything. We even cut wood, cut stove wood, cord wood. We sold it for like $1 a cord. You just done anything that you can get money for. Finally, the steel plant began to open up and work the steel plant. And a steel farm of evening on off days. And she did all the hoeing and feeding and taking care of things.
So how much did you make at the steel plant?
Started 40 cents an hour.
So what did you do?
And that was when I started the steel plant in 1939, was the year, the 40s, when they began to take out Social Security. That's where we got to start at. We bought war bonds and paid in Social Security. We went to Texas, we had enough money to buy a house.
Okay.
What we sold off of that house.
You talked about the war. Did you go to the war?
So, the steel plant kept me out on the job. The job was important to me.
But you knew a lot of people who did go to the war.
Yeah.
Who went and fought.
Yeah.
Do you think that the war helped the economy in Alabama?
Well, something did. The steel plant hired hundreds and hundreds of men long during that time.
What about women? Did women begin to work outside the
plant? I don't know of a woman that worked in the steel plant. At that time, now, they had a few bookkeepers. Most of them were men that kept up with the times and signed the checks. There wasn't very few women there until the end of it. Yeah, that was the 40s, it was the 60s that the women began to go into the field.
Well, a lot of women got their jobs at cotton mills.
Yeah, they were
in the yarn mill. A lot of women worked because their husbands were overseas during the war, and they went out and worked. Made their own living.
Well, did children work with their moms in the cotton mills?
No. Children under age wasn't supposed to work.
There wasn't any bands, you know, places like Hardy, Kmart, Walmart, the dime stores to hire people. Most of that was men. Worked and didn't have very few employees. Grocery stores, of course, the men worked. The women, the man's wife that owned the place, some of them might work. But there wasn't any jobs to be had long in there. In the 40s, it began to pick up some in the 50s, along with men. We used to get on, drive the wagon to a Talon, two horse wagon, and take a gallon to a milk. Bushel of sweet potatoes, a gallon of syrup, a dozen eggs, an old hen or two, chicken. Stop at the kitchen post and a towel. People come around and buy it, you might get $2 or $3 for all that stuff. You go up to George P. Walker's drugstore and stand on the corner, the streetcar would run going from Tallis to Gadsden. The conductor would say, Daddy got on, he'd say, put a nickel in if he's going to sit in your lap. Talking about me now, kid. If you're going to ride on a seat, put a dime in. And that was good to ride all the way to Gadsden and right back to his house for a nickel.
The prices have really changed greatly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the horse and buggy. How long was it before you had a car? You knew family members or people who had cars or motorcycles?
Daddy bought a new rubber tired buggy one time, and that's just like owning a Cadillac today. Then, we was 10, 12 years old, and somewhere along in there. Then, sometime, it must have been in 25 or 6 somewhere, he bought an old solid wheel car with a open side top on it. You had curtains stood up in real cold weather, but it was called a Maxwell car.
Oh, Maxwell.
And that was a real good car.
Yeah.